Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, we're getting into the fall here, and in September, the House will be back in Harrisburg. What are some of the issues that you're looking forward to handling when you get back on the floor to vote?
Well, the legislature is returning to session, and certainly first and foremost on our agenda is to consider legislation to combat the state's growing opioid crisis. It really is an epidemic in our state and throughout the country. We have a number of pieces of legislation that have been proposed to try to tackle the issue. And recently we started the drug database so that healthcare providers can determine if a person is out there shopping for narcotics or whatever kind of medications. And so we have made efforts to tackle this issue, but much more needs to be done. And that's going to be a top priority for the fall. In addition, I'm chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, and we have a number of issues that we'll be working on, such as milk pricing and horse racing industry reforms, and really focusing on what we can do to help Pennsylvania farmers.
I also understand that the new liquor laws that are in place that will allow some private sales of wine in Pennsylvania also include the issuance of some licenses that have actually expired by the LCB. So what's going on here?
Well, as part of that legislation that we passed, it authorizes the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board to auction expired licenses to enable additional restaurant licenses to be available to the general public. And recently, the PLCB issued an invitation for bids to award 40 expired restaurant licenses as part of Act 39 of 2016. And this is the first time since Prohibition that a new population of licenses exceeding the existing quota has been available in Pennsylvania. So it's certainly a very monumental thing. Two licenses in our area are going to be available in Cameron County for auction. This is going to be done by a sealed bid process, and bids for the 40 licenses are due by Thursday, October 27th. The minimum bid for each license is $25,000. So this is something that's available for the first time, and I think it's a good move to auction off these expired licenses.
Also, I understand that the House Labor and Industry Committee has been looking at a variety of legislation that will affect the workplace in Pennsylvania. What are some of the details on this?
Well, just this week, the House Labor and Industry Committee held discussions to look at a number of pieces of legislation affecting workforce issues and enhancing workplace safety. The hearings focused on legislation that proposes to reform the way workers' compensation payments are handled. In addition, proposals to enhance workplace opportunities for adults and working-age youth with disabilities, and then a measure to protect workplace safety. So a good discussion held by this committee, and it will help them in formulating additional legislation before moving to the House floor.
And I understand that there's a new facility opening at a state park in your area, and it just opened this week. What's that all about?
Well, I had the opportunity to take part in the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new Kinzu Bridge State Park Visitor Center. It's an opportunity to showcase our history, both the history of the bridge and also the skywalk, but also history of the railroad industry and the history of our region. So it's a magnificent structure and would certainly encourage folks to go out and visit the Kinzu Bridge State Park Visitor Center.
And I understand you just finished up a senior event in your area and you have another one coming up pretty soon. What are some of the details?
Well, I recently had a senior expo, and this one was held in Kane, and it was very well attended. These are always excellent events to provide information to senior citizens and their families, and I'm looking forward to hosting another event on Friday, October 7th in Potter County in Rowlett at the Rowlett Fire Hall. So I would certainly urge folks to mark their calendars and come out to the Rowlett Senior Expo.
Also, as we get on toward the end of the year here, there's an important deadline coming up for seniors. What do they need to know?
There's still time to apply for the state's 2015 property tax rent rebate program. Most folks have already filled out their applications, but there are still a few people out there that maybe have not, and the deadline was extended until December 31st. So we still have the applications available at my office, and we would be happy to assist in the completion of an application free of charge. You can stop in at any of my district offices at 78 Main Street in Bradford, at 107 South Main Street in Countersport, or at 55 Fraley Street in Kane.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Martin Causer.